Hey, you guys. I'm gonna jump right in. This isn't really for the newbies, but this is definitely for those who've been here, or you've heard my word before. This, y'all, if you hear my belly, I'm so sorry. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. So anyway, let me just stay focused. So I was having my time with Abba. I'm gonna let y'all know right now, I might start crying. I'm just letting you know right now. This has been so much this year already. I mean, I shouldn't say already because we're like approaching the middle of the year. But when I say that this year has been going by so fast for me, I have literally been consumed in warfare. And the warfare has been mentally. First, let me pause. God, cover this word. Cover this word, Father God, and just anoint every word that comes out of my mouth so that it is exactly what's on your heart. And I do repent to you, God, for my disobedience, for neglecting your people, and for being selfish. In Jesus' name, amen. So it has just been a lot for me, you guys. It's a lot that God has literally been taking me through, like just so much deliverance. And I've just honestly been making an idol out of my pain. And so that's a whole nother word, a whole nother thing that God has been dealing with me. But because I've been idolizing the pain that I've been going through, it has turned into resentment, right? I was so offended and just betrayed that I literally have been operating, like just moving in resentment and not knowing that I was being resentful. I thought that I was, you know, placing proper boundaries and all this stuff. And so the Lord gave me this dream last night. And I won't get into details, but it was a specific part of the dream where I had my baby. And I was in this public setting with people from my past, like from high school, right? And when I pulled up, I had my baby. I'm smiling like, hey, y'all, like, what's up? Like, you know, just being Brie. And they looking at me like, why are you here? And I felt so rejected, but I didn't leave. I was like, no, wait, girl, like, it's me. Like, what you mean? Da-da-da. Like, you know. And then I remember just sitting there, I was just there. They're talking and all that, and I just wanted to just be there. And my baby was there with me, and I knew he needed his diaper change, and I didn't change it. And I knew that in my head, like what I was thinking was, I know he needs to change, but I don't want to miss this. Like, I don't want to leave yet. I'll change it later because I just got to be here with them. Even though they rejected me, even though they didn't want me there, I just got to be right here. And I didn't understand the dream. Like, it's literally been on my mind like all day. And it wasn't until tonight. I went through some deliverance and stuff regarding offense and resentment and things like that. But I thought the part, like, I didn't know what that part, I didn't know that that had to do anything with the dream. Right. And that part, okay. I don't want to mess this up, y'all, but there was a part in my, in the dream where I had this like infection on the back of my leg. And so I looked up the meaning of legs, and it's supposed to mean like momentum and your confidence and just basically making moves, right? Being productive. And I was hiding my infection. Like, it was in the back of my leg. I was hiding it from people. I didn't want people to know. And then with the whole neglecting my baby, I thought it was something in the natural. So I'm literally like, God, like, is my child in danger or am I neglecting my baby? Like I've literally been tuning in with my kids and spending more time with them. Like, so I'm like, do I need to do more? Holy Spirit was like, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about my baby. I'm talking about the body. You've been neglecting, and he said it so plainly. He was like, you've been neglecting my people because you want to be, because you want to sit in your past. And I was just lost for words. Like when I heard it like that, look, like the title, right? It was black and white. It was very clear to me. And I felt so bad. And I just wanted to tell y'all, like, I'm so sorry. And sorry. I'm so sorry because y'all, just like I'm going through it, the Lord was showing me like y'all are going through it too. And the thing is this, obviously, I don't take, or I didn't take my calling or this mantle really seriously. Right? It's like, oh yeah, God called me. Okay, I'll make a podcast. I'll do this as if it's an option. Like I didn't look at it as like it wasn't big to me, right? Because I mean, y'all know me by now. I'm very humble. Like I don't see it as, you know, and it still isn't, right? I still should be humble. But what I'm saying is, I didn't see it as something important. Like I look at my views and stuff, and it shouldn't even matter if it's just one person, right? But I think I was just feeling like I don't think I'm touching lives like that anymore. My numbers have gone down tremendously. So I think I've been like less motivated because maybe my words aren't coming out right. Maybe because I need to take a time off. And I was feeling like I just needed to be perfect. I needed to be done. Like I needed to be healed. And I think that's what started my ministry is that I was like this. I was raw and things like that with you guys. And I don't know, maybe I've just been trying to change it and do it my way. I've not been taking it seriously. I've been seeing it as like a hobby, right? Or something, and it's not. And I'm telling you guys, like, the way God laid that on me, I said, all right, I hear you. I think honestly, y'all, we gonna cry it out in this episode. I'm gonna let it all out because after this, I'm prophesying over myself. I'm gonna get it done. Like I'm gonna just get it done, and we know it's gonna come after this, right? But I just pray for supernatural strength and ability to push past whatever the enemy sets up or tries to set up. I tear it down now, but Lord, if it's your will, then I just pray that you just give me everything I need to get it done in Jesus' name. And every person who's listening, just to spectate and to be evil or whatever, Father, I just bind and cancel everything that they attempt, even through thoughts. Through their thoughts in Jesus' name and their hearts in Jesus' name, amen. So, we probably just gonna cry this out, but what was I gonna say? it's just been so much. Oh, so I have not been taking this thing like seriously, and because I've just been, it's like blow after blow after blow after blow. I feel like honestly, y'all, I lost my fire. Like, I'm here, God. I'm here. But I'm tired. I'm like, for real tired. And it just got to a point where I don't really care about the blessings and the breakthrough. Like, I got to the point where I'm like, I don't even care about none of that. Like, you can keep all that. because I'm just done. I don't want to do this no more. I don't want to give up on God, but I'm saying like the fight behind this. Listen, those who are literally doing what has never been done before, you're undoing the nonsense, of your ancestors. This is no joke, okay? It's no joke, and it's not for the weak. It's like the only thing that's keeping you going, or the only thing that's even keeping you here, is your love for God. Because if I didn't love God so much, because of what, like, honestly, I could love him more, right? But maybe I should say, if he didn't love me so much, I wouldn't be doing this. For real. But anywho, I feel like I lost my fire, and it's exactly what the enemy wanted. It was slowly dimming. I was slowly God is putting me on this new path, and I'm gonna be honest with you, I feel like there's a few things in my life that I worked real hard on and it didn't prosper. There's a few things that I worked really hard. I gave it my all, and God's like, all right, throw that away. We about to start on something else. And I'm like, wait a minute. What you mean? We starting over? Like, we starting from square one over, or you gonna do something over? Like, it was those things, no disrespect, but that was truly what was in my heart. I'm like, Lord, look, there's no break. I didn't get no, no, I didn't get, like a year break. I didn't get any rest. Like a minute to like a for real minute of just no warfare, no nonsense, no nothing. Like, I'm like, we went from here to here. Like, what's up? What is this? I said, this can't be my life. This cannot be. Like, what? You have, okay. All right. So I'm like, yeah, I'll do it when I feel like it. 'Cause I don't feel like it. I don't have the. And quite honestly, I don't feel qualified for this. I just feel like, what am I doing? I'm gonna do it, but in my heart, and I think that is what's been, when I know that's what that has, that is what has been preventing me to, I mean, preventing me from spinning out. Y'all remember those who've been here forever at the very beginning, y'all, my podcast season one. All right, I came out swinging. Girl, it didn't matter, rain or shine. I'm here. I'm here. I made time. Like, I was so ready. And now, after all of this, I was just like, I have to get that fire back. And, to be real, I think what has dimmed the fire is, I don't believe. I do and I don't. I know God's word. I know God's not a liar. And I feel like I believe more for other people. So I give it because it's like, I think God's gonna do it for them, but I don't really think he's gonna do it for me. 'Cause I'm like, it's just, I don't know. I don't wanna say too much. Because there's just some things I'm working on, but I just felt like I just couldn't. It's the human part of me. Like, it's the human, the part of me. I've just, like, I can't. I've been dealing with multiple betrayals at the same time, and it's just been overwhelming. And so, okay, we done. I'm done crying. I think I'm done. So, God has been really ministering to me. I'm taking a turn, y'all. I'm done crying. I'm taking a turn. So, follow me. God has really been ministering to me about Judas. Okay. I don't have scripture or anything like that, but it was like, I think I have been, what has been keeping me stuck, like in the dream, stuck around these people who do not want me, who have rejected me. Like, I'm not really in their presence, but it's like I'm stuck in the past, and I think it's like I'm wanting something from them. I feel like I'm owed an apology or an acknowledgement or some type of recognition. Like, what? No, you're not going to reject me, right? Especially when it's been feeling like I should have been rejecting you. So it's this whole thing that has been keeping me from doing what I need to do. And I'm hiding this infection like I'm good and I'm not. Like, I really was not. And so when God was ministering to me about Judas, he was saying, like, what God was showing me was that when Judas did what he did, it was premeditated. He knew exactly what he was doing. God took me back to the part where when Jesus was sitting at the table with all of them, he knew it was Judas then. He knew it was Judas then. And I'm like, I don't know how, Jesus, you sat there and did not break character. You didn't throw no salt. You weren't salty. You didn't treat him different. Like, with me, I have a problem with letting people know I see them. So it's something God's been working on. And so then on the next part is when Jesus tells Judas, he literally tells Judas, hurry up and do what you got to do. What? So, okay. First off, Judas, you sitting here at the table and Jesus said, one of y'all going to betray me. You knew it was you. You knew it was you. You knew it was you. And you sat there and didn't say nothing. You sat there and you continued to eat and fellowship like nothing was wrong. Really? Really? Then Jesus says to you specifically, go hurry up and do what you about to do. So you had an opportunity. Judas had an opportunity. Your Judas, my Judas, sis, because I have multiple. They had the opportunity to change their mind and change their decisions. There was no conviction. Like, what? Did you even get convicted? Did you know he was talking about you? You had to have. You had to have. Like, wow. Like, wow. I'm gonna be real with y'all. Like, I've betrayed some people for sure. 1000%. I've lied. I've cheated. I've stolen. Like, I've done these things. That stuff ate me up. Like, I said, when I've literally lost sleep. So I was talking to, like, side note, let's remember we were talking about Judas not feeling convicted. All right, boom. So I had a friend, ex-friend, really. I was talking to her and I told her how, you know, me and my husband, we were having these issues and that, you know, I can't really trip. I did my thing too, right? I cheated, you know, but I told him. Now, I didn't tell my husband, let me not act like I'm just, you know, a saint. I didn't tell him about my emotional, like, relationship, but I did tell him about the physical ones, right? And she was like, what? Why? I was like, what you mean, why? She was like, why would you tell him that? Now, side note. The reason why I didn't tell my husband about the emotional thing, because I justified it in my head. Now, this is probably an answer to why Judas did what he did, but I justified it in my head like it wasn't wrong because we weren't going to have sex. It wasn't physical or nothing like that. We're just talking. Like, it was just, you know, it was wrong. I knew it was wrong, but I didn't think it wasn't that bad. I justified it. Now, so I didn't tell him about that. And because I wanted to continue it. Let's be real. I didn't want to stop what I was doing. So, no, I ain't about to tell you that. But when I physically cheated on my husband, oh my gosh, it ate me up. Even, like, look, y'all, it might sound real dumb, but, like, even taking fries, if I got the bag for our food and I'm taking your fries, I be feeling, like, kind of like, ooh, really? I don't know why. It's something so small. It seems so small. But anyway, back to what I was saying. So, Judas didn't feel anything. How you not feel anything? Well, my whole point in saying that was, when my friend said that, I was like, girl, how could you hold a secret like that? I didn't understand. I could not. And I remember when I was telling one of my friends that I'm about to tell him what I did. They were literally telling me not to. They're like, you know, because he's going to do this. He's going to do that. He's going to think this. He's going to think that. I was like, look, I don't care. I can't hold it. I just couldn't hold it. So anyway, Judas sat up there and held it. And some of us got our own Judases that sat there and held that. They held it. They knew what they were about to do. They willingly did it. They calculated that. It was premeditated. That betrayal, it was premeditated. Right? And so then the Lord took me to when Jesus said what he said. Imagine how Jesus had to have felt like it couldn't have been any different than how we felt when we've known, right? I've had feelings when I knew somebody was about to do something or like wrong. I kid you not. Let me think. I've had situations where I'll be having a conversation with someone, right? Now, gossip is gossip, but I don't particularly, not all the time. I'm not, like I said, I'm not a saint. Not all the time. I don't go and just gossip with on folks. So I had a conversation with this friend. We haven't talked in forever. She's talking to me about a mutual friend we had, and she's telling me like how she felt about this person. I was like, really? It's interesting. Now I'm sharing my part because it's just like I'm saying like, hey, I relate to what you're saying. Like I've noticed what you're saying too. So it kind of showed me like how to move differently. But the thing was, when I was telling her about what I noticed, something told me she about to go back and tell on you. Something told me she about to go back and tell your part. Like she's not gonna tell the whole story. This has happened to me several times, but I be so hard-headed sometimes, y'all. Like I knew she was gonna go back and twist my words, or she was just gonna take my part, and it was just gonna make me look bad. And I was like, ah, it's too late. We're here now, right? Whatever. Like I'll learn one day. But anyway, I say all that to say, Judas knew. I think that's what I was talking about. Judas knew what he was gonna do and didn't feel no kind of nothing about it. And Jesus knew. Like Jesus knew too. Like we both know something about to happen, something's wrong, and God is just asking us to be still about it. So anyway, so we had that part. Then Judas betrays Jesus with a kiss. So the kiss can represent like anything. It can be, but to me, it's like a closeness. It's like a trust. It's like you were in my circle. You're so close that you're able to actually kiss me. So this is someone who is really close and dear to us. This is not somebody who's just whoever, right? There's a lot, like it's deep, right? And right after that, boom. And that betrayal was just for a little bit of change. Now, 30, whatever. I don't know what that was equivalent to back in the day, but I felt like God was showing me that whatever this person did to you was definitely not worth it. But they were so greedy in their flesh and their desires. They were so into themselves and focusing on self that they didn't care about the dinner, the supper. They didn't care about you knowing what they're about to do or what they did. And they didn't care about how it was gonna affect you or destroy you, right? They didn't care. They were just focusing on their gain. Now we know how that story ends for Judas. Right, he ends up killing himself. But God tells us that whatever this person's done to you, or these people, like in my case, it is not going to benefit them in the long run. The only thing they got was that little bit of satisfaction. That's all they got. Now, here, that little bit of satisfaction ended in death, right? Where what happened with us? Right? It's all this persecution. It's all this pain. All this stuff that we have to endure because they wanted to be selfish. And where I was going with this was that Jesus didn't have closure. And that's where I was, like in the dream, I wanted closure. I think I was just sitting there because it's like I wanted something. they made it clear that they didn't want me there. That one person said something, but there was like, there were like five other people looking at me sideways, like, why are you here? I'm like, y'all stop. Like, come on. You know why I'm here. Like, it was so uncomfortable, but I didn't want to just turn around and leave. And I knew God was speaking on something that was happening to me spiritually, because in the natural, now I would have never. If I felt like, okay, that's awkward. But this was something that was happening to me. This is what I was feeling spiritually. It's what I was doing in the spirit. I'm just sitting here, not wanting to move on, because I wanted closure. I wanted answers. Jesus wasn't seeking Judas for closure or answers. Like, hold on, dog. Before I get on this cross, I need to know why. Why did you feel like you needed the 30 pieces of whatever? So you gonna turn me in for some money? Like, after all we went through, and I chose you to be one of my disciples, or I chose you to be my friend and walk with me. You shared these personal, intimate moments with me, right? And you sit up here and you turn me in like this, and you just leave me to die. For real? So everything we went through in all those years, that meant nothing. You were fake the whole time. You were a snake the whole time. You didn't like me. You never liked me. Basically, all this stuff was fake, and y'all, I have so much to say about that, but that's what the truth of it was. And God was like, hey, Jesus didn't get closure. You don't need closure. You know why you don't need closure? Because it doesn't matter. Yes, it hurts, but like I was telling you guys, like, or I don't know if I was telling you guys, but details. How could they do this to me? Why would they do this to me? What did I do to deserve this? Nothing. Nothing. Now, may we're not perfect like Jesus, but I think a lot of the betrayal and what we've been facing and going through right now has a lot to do with whatever it is that we did should have never amounted to this. To this level of offense. Like, what? It is beyond us. It is literally the unthinkable. So I know I'm not talking to everybody, but I know that a lot of us are here. And God's like, you don't need betray. I mean, you don't need. I'm sorry, my nose is running in. You don't need answers. You don't need answers. It's like, if you're like me in the dream, I was just sitting there and I knew I had something to do. I had y'all to take care of, but I couldn't do it because I'm sitting here like, I need to know why. I need to know why. What did I do? I was just stuck in this, just stuck. And God's like, girl, if you don't get up and take care of this, because I didn't tell y'all the part when I was changing my baby, the diaper, his soggy diaper. Oh, yeah, that will see. All right. Okay. All right. Amen. So when I was changing the diaper, the baby was throwing up. So the baby was sick. Well, he wasn't throwing up. He was gagging. Excuse me. He was like he kept gagging. And I remember I was rushing, like, why is he gagging? Why is this baby sick? Like, what is going on? And there's another part I don't want to tell y'all because I don't want to reveal too much. But boom. The whole point was God was like, my people need you to do what you need to do. I've called you for this. You need to be posting. Uploading, you need to be doing all of this stuff. It's not time for you to be just sitting there pondering on why or just I couldn't accept that I was rejected by a people that I accepted. I couldn't accept that I was rejected by the people who act like smiled and laughed in my face. And welcomed me in their home and treated me like I was family. And you never, like, you had this in your heart the whole time. I couldn't make sense of it. I literally couldn't. I was stuck. I was truly stuck. And I'm free now. I feel better talking to you guys, but I'm gonna do better for sure. Oh, and that last part. Thank you, Lord. The last part. Judas ends in death. Now, I'm not speaking death on anybody, but what the Lord is basically saying is they are not prospering from this. They already gained all that they were going to gain from what they did. That little bit of excitement, that little bit of that backstab, whatever they got from that, they already got it, right? You've been hurting and suffering this whole time. God is saying, like, look, I'm trying to resurrect you. I need your faith. I need your participation. I need you to change your mind and your perspective. I need you to give it to me. Because the resurrection just represents the blessings, right? So look, the power. Hallelujah. So look, when Jesus died and went through all that suffering because of Judas, because Judas sold him out. That is the reason why we are all saved. So what is God saying? What this person did to you is your promotion. It is your promotion. Again, if you like me, I don't care about no blessings and all this stuff. I'm not talking about tangible. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your generation. I'm talking about your bloodline. Okay, I'm talking about your anointing for you to be able to break demonic yokes off of other people. That part that's bigger, right? Because I didn't care about, and that's just huge in itself. I no longer cared about, thank you, Lord. Maybe God got us to this point so that we could stop wanting and desiring the tangible stuff. Because I don't even care about that. But when God showed me that I was ne neglecting you guys, it was a switch up. Like, okay, maybe I need to get it together. That's my motivation because now I'm not doing this for myself. It's easy for us to give up on ourselves. It, for me at least, I'm like, hey, whatever. Like, it's cool. I'll get through it. I'll manage. But when God's like, no, my people do need to hear you, your testimony. Your pain. The revelation I give you, the way that you say it, they need to hear it. I said, okay, God. It's the same with you guys. I don't know what it is that your calling is or whatever it is that God has for you. It could be your book, it could be your own platform, right? Right? It could just be you breaking something for your kids. Or the kids that you don't even have yet. It could be you just, right? Whatever it is, it's for other people. It's for those who need it. People you don't even know, right? I don't know. But that's what God is saying is it is your promotion. Hallelujah. And God says it had to happen. Oh gosh, hold on, y'all. Thank you, Lord. It had to happen. It had to happen. This is the part of God's plan. It was so ugly. But think about it. If God could have done it another way for Jesus, don't you think he would have done it? So it's the same question for you. If there was another way that God could have done it, don't you think he would have done it? Is us not agreeing with it. And sometimes I just think God says, lean not on your own understanding. God says his ways are not like our ways. Like his thoughts are not like our thoughts. Okay. So the way we think and perceive things is like nothing compared to God. Okay. It's way more complex than we could imagine. Right. But I think sometimes we get caught up in our own wisdom and understanding. And so how we make sense of it is, okay, God, but if you're God, why didn't you just do it like this? Okay, I've learned in this, and I'm still having a hard time accepting it sometimes, but I've learned that we're not going to understand it while we're going through it. It just isn't going to make sense to you. It probably would never make sense to you, right? Maybe later, I don't know, but the whole point is letting go of that. Because I think that keeps us stuck. Like me, if I don't understand, sometimes it's hard for me to move. And that's when it comes down to obedience and faith and trust. God, I'm gonna do it. Obedience. I'm gonna just do it because you said to. I don't want to, but I'm gonna do it because, I obey you. I respect you. I love you. Faith, I don't know what you're doing because this makes absolutely no sense. And to be honest, in my mind, I feel like we could have done an easier way. Like we could have avoided this, all right? And then trust. Lord, I trust that you love me and you want what's best for me. And you said everything works out for my good. So even though it doesn't feel like it right now, I know that in the end, it will be for my good. And honestly, that is training. And okay, so I'm hearing like repetition. So some of us will have to go through this again and again and again until we actually get it, until we like really understand. Maybe that's what my issue was because literally I told y'all it was multiple people. It was not just one person. Judas, it was just one person. Well, Peter denied him, but not like Judas. Okay, Judas straight up sold out his friend. It's supposed to be his friend, his brother. Like, what? So is that? I don't want to go through this no more. Not like the lesson part. And so I feel like when God has us go through things like this, there's something we're supposed to get out of this too. Is a there's a I honestly don't feel like going through this, but there's a side of God that either you have not met, that you've not had a proper introduction to, or you forgot. You didn't fully grasp from the last season or the last time you've been through something like this. And then God is needing you to gain that. Right? I don't know. But God is saying that it's a promotion. They had to do it. It had to go down the way it went down. And when God gave me that, it freed me. I said, okay. Okay. God knew why. God knew if this didn't happen, these people would still been in my life. I would have kept forgiving them for stuff. But it was like it had to be something that, oh, my baby. Hold on, y'all. All right, so let me wrap this up so I could tend to him. But God was like, when I came in here, the Lord had the scripture on my screen where it's Jeremiah 28:11, I think. For God knows the plans. For God has plans for you, plans to not. I'm about to butcher this because I don't know about her like that. But basically, God knows is the plans. He has plans for you. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans, I think that gives you a hope and a future. So that is saying that this was a part of the plan. This is a part of the plan. As painful as it has been, as frustrating as it has been, as lonely as it has been, as traumatic as it has been, this is a part of the plan. It doesn't mean God is a bad God. It just had to go this way. We look at all these stories in the Bible where God's people were humiliated, they were abused, they were neglected, they were rejected, right? Or better for better. We are no different. We're literally no different. And so it just comes down to accepting that. And so, I mean, that's what the Lord said to me too. In my quiet time, he was like, I didn't say it was gonna be easy. When did I ever say it was gonna be easy? In fact, I told you what it was. I let you know, like, yeah, you're gonna have to carry that cross, meaning you're going to have to be persecuted too. You're going to be betrayed too. You're going to be treated like how I was treated. We are thankful that Jesus withstood all that, because had he not, we wouldn't have had salvation. But the Lord is requiring us to do the same things he did. Literally. He shows us how in the Bible. Amen. He shows us how. And so sometimes, like, I know for me, I just look over that part. I get so consumed in what has happened to me and why. And that's a whole nother word, y'all. When God revealed to me that I was idolizing my pain and I was idolizing self and I had the self-righteousness, and God was like, basically, like, how dare you sit up here and hold yourself to this level of, like, wanting to be offended when you too have sinned, right? Now, granted, we don't want to hear that when we're hurting. And so God definitely did not tell me that when I was at a raw state. But as I was coming out and healing, he sobered me up. Sometimes we need that. It's just the truth. But anyway, the whole point is, this is a part of God's plan, y'all. It had to happen this way, and we're going to get through it. Again, we're not doing this for blessings or anything like that. I guess we're past all that. Amen. But there's something that you do need to understand too, that it's not going to stay like this forever. Trouble does not last always. And it does seem like that. And I'm going to end that right there, because I could start talking about something completely different. And we're already 41 minutes in. So I'm going to end it right here. I just want you guys to know that I love you guys very, very much. And again, I am so, so sorry for neglecting you guys and not being consistent and dropping these words when God told me to. I just have a journal full of stuff, y'all. Like, I ain't never been this behind in my journal ever in my life. And it was disappointing, because some of the words that God gave me, I already saw on Facebook. I mean, not Facebook, on YouTube. People were posting words. I'm like, God literally told me that. That's the exact words God told me that. And I'm just like, all right, am I in trouble? So now I don't even know if those words expired, to be honest with you. I don't even know. I'm gonna ask him. I don't know if, like, when I tell y'all, deep in the journal, like, I just, man, I'm so, so sorry. But God is sovereign. Is a reason why he gave me that dream, to just get back on track, so I don't ever think it's too late exactly. But we'll see. I'm definitely gonna do better. And I'm giving y'all my word. Like, I don't care. I'm going to just say this right now. I don't care if my babies are in the background. Y'all, if that's what it's going to be, then that's what it's going to be. I don't care if I'm frustrated. I'm going to just have to, like, get my life together and suck it up real quick. Like, seriously. But yeah, rain or shine, I'm going to post. Like, unless there's something wrong with my phone, but there's absolutely no excuses moving forward. Every time God gives me a word and he tells me to post it, I'm going to post it. I'm not going to keep y'all waiting anymore. So, again, I'm sorry. Thank you guys for your patience. And I don't know if you guys understand like that, but just for your patience. And I just pray that this blessed you guys like it blessed me. And yeah, that's it. So you guys have a good one, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Love you guys. Bye.